Good morning to you all. This is Wilmer Kaufman speaking here this morning. I apologize to you. I'm a little bit late this morning. Hopefully, I'm still in time for some of you. My verse for this morning, John 14:27, says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." These words were from Jesus, and this peace that he's talking about, there's actually two different peace here that he's talking about. There's the peace that God, our Father, gives us, and then there's a peace that we can choose to walk in this world. My thoughts go to all of the insurances and different things that we can have to insure ourselves, to protect ourselves and so on, and what all we can do to make sure that things are going our way, and which is not all bad. Some of those things are good. It's good to be a good steward. And but what I'm talking about here this morning is the type of insurances and all those things that we use to insure ourselves here on this earth, to insure ourselves against anything that might happen to us. But I'd like to go a little deeper here this morning to another. I'd just like to go a little deeper here and the thing here that I'd like to talk about is how we go through life. We can go through life with a closed heart, keeping everything controlled in our lives. We can go forward in a way that we're trying to keep everything under control. We can defend ourselves, protect ourselves with a closed heart, not opening ourselves to those around us, and thus protecting ourselves. And to live in this type of peace is a far cry from what Jesus or our Heavenly Father wants us to walk in. He wants us to walk with an open heart. He wants us to walk in such a way that he can work through us and that his peace rules in our hearts above any and all turmoils and worry and anxieties that we might have. He wants us to trust in him, and he wants us to allow his peace to rule in our hearts. There's nothing that we can experience that is greater than the peace of God when it rules in our hearts. I'd like to share a verse here in closing yet in John 16:33. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Yes, we can choose to overcome any of these anxieties and turmoils and worries. And we can rest in the promises of God and rest in them and continue to rest in and have the peace of the Lord rule in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, may the peace of our Heavenly Father rule in your hearts today. Amen.